Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, grace, greetings to you, my friends. I gotta admit, I can't get off of this non-imputation of sins. It's the kind of stuff that stirs over in my soul. Been talking to you about it for a couple days. I quoted for you Hebrews 13:5 yesterday, I'll never ever leave you, I'll never ever forsake you. I know I'm adding the evers because they're there in the Greek. You know, the reason that guilt and condemnation is in our lives, a lot of us just don't buy that. We don't buy that he'll never ever leave us, never ever forsake us. And the reason we don't buy it is because we think that when we sin, God gets so mad that he won't talk to us anymore. I've even heard people try to mix a little grace in with it and go, well, you know, God's not leaving you, but he's not gonna, he doesn't fellowship with you. Well, you know, that doesn't help any. That's kind of like God goes off in his bedroom, slams the door and goes, well, I'm not going to leave you, but I'm not going to talk to you for the rest of the day. That's not fellowship. Before the law came at Sinai, Satan could not use guilt and condemnation on people. And this caused people to live a long, long time. People tried to say it's because of the weather, it's because there was, you know, a dense cloud of water in the sky that caused man to live. I think there's far more spiritual reasons. Besides, I don't know that we can prove any of the other things. At least with the spiritual causes, we got scripture. And the fact that before the law, there was no way that Satan could use guilt and condemnation because the new covenant says that Jesus blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was against it, nailed it to his cross, and made a show of the princes of darkness openly. In other words, he took their weaponry and took it out of their hands. What was their weapon? The handwriting of law and ordinances that was used against us. So Satan has always used the law against us. Why? Because he knows he can use it to make us feel bad. Now, before there was law, there was no guilt and condemnation, so people live longer. And I think this is a mighty point, because without guilt and condemnation, what could Satan accuse man of? Without law, what could he accuse man? He had no legal ground. Jesus lived the law and then took legal precedence in himself by living the law and then dying as a sacrifice. Christ could die as a sacrifice for all of those that could not live the law. This is, you know, I've noticed this. Some people will say the more sin conscious I am, the more humble that God's going to see me. So if I walk around all the time and I always recognize sin, then God's going to realize that I'm serious. And so they'll go, well, oh, I see pride in my life. Oh, I see lust in my life. And they have this mentality that God thinks, oh boy, look at this guy. He's getting it. Because this guy, he knows he's a screw up. And so I'm really going to bless this guy. I want to help you here, if that's you. And I hope it's not. But if that's you, stop it, because you're insulting the cross. Recognizing sin is not a holy skill. Okay? If you can recognize sin in people, that doesn't give, you don't have a holy skill. You have a first Adam mentality. You're thinking out of the wrong head. You've got a new man. Okay? You're thinking out of the wrong skull. You're thinking out of the wrong spirit. You're thinking out of the wrong soul. You don't need a talent to recognize sin. When someone comes up to you in the church and says, because I was raised in classical Pentecostal, so people come up and prophesy over you. But if somebody ever come up and go, well, you know, I just feel like the Holy Spirit's telling me to tell you that there's something going on behind closed doors and you need to stop it. Because God says there's sin in your life. He's not going to use that. Well, first of all, the only way that the Holy Spirit could recognize sin in the life of a believer is if he ignored the finished work of Christ, which is impossible. So you're not insulting. When you spot sin, you go, well, if I can spot sin, I'm close to God. That's an insult to the cross. It doesn't take a holy skill to recognize sin. It takes a holy skill to recognize the non-imputation of sins. That's what it takes a holy skill to do. To see that sins are not imputed against you takes a holy skill. It takes a skill set that a lot of Christians aren't ever even using. The ability to see that God doesn't impute sins against us. This way, when we do something wrong, a lot of us think that stuff gets reinforced. We'll mess up. Let me rephrase it. Something will go wrong in our lives. The car won't start. The kid flunks his test. I don't know. Somebody gets a bad doctor's report. We'll go, where am I missing it, Lord? What am I doing wrong? And we'll think that's holy. I just hope God will show me what I need to do. That's really sin conscience. What you're saying is, God, there's obviously something I haven't found. Help me find it, and I'll fix it. You don't need grace. You need law. I hope you can see what an insult that is to the finished work. You're better than that. We're better than that. Let's live better than that. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.